Michael Larson, the CEO of Studiosity, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Well, very well. Now, you better explain what Studiosity is.
Studiosity is an online platform that provides academic support to students after hours, mostly for university students, but also for those at TAFE and high school.
So when you say online platform, that's jargon for if you need some help and you're a student, you can go to Studiosity after hours and ask questions.
You can ask questions, you can upload a draft essay and seek feedback. And students typically access the service via their university's learning management system.
Oh, is that right? So if you've written an essay and you think, oh, gee, I don't know if that's any good, do you think I'm on the money here? You can upload that and somebody from Studiosity will look at it and give you feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we don't do any of the work for students, but we do give them lots of advice on how they can improve their academic writing. And look, we know it's a real source of stress and angst for students. So if we can have them feeling better about their university experience, that's great.
And the universities here in South Australia, all of the state universities, the public ones, they work with Studiosity?
They do, as does TAFE SA also.
Okay, and it's free for the students. So where do you get your money from?
The universities pay us to provide the service.
Okay, all right. So that introduces us to you, CEO of Studiosity. Now, Michael Larson, you've done a survey. I think it was it about 1,000 students?
Yes, a little over.
Okay, and you asked them, did they enjoy their degree? Did they think it was actually the right thing to study? Would they do it again? And about a quarter here in South Australia said, I'm not too happy with what I chose. Now, we could be positive. Three quarters said they were happy with it, but a quarter weren't.
Right. And that's troubling. Perhaps not too surprising in some ways in that, look, a lot of students, particularly those in first year, they're still finding their way career-wise and what sort of job they're hoping to get at the end of their degree. So, look, it can be a confusing time for students. We're also seeing that students are really focused on the experience that they're receiving from their university these days, the service aspect. And that's something that I know that the Australian universities have become much more conscious of. As students look at their university time and debt as being a major investment, and they want to make the right choice.
Yeah. Now, while the results aren't so bad in South Australia, nationally, only 58% of students say they would make the same degree choice again. So 42% aren't happy. That's
right.
Worrying, isn't it? 42% nationally.
It is worrying, and look, I wonder if some of that is the disconnect between the experience they're having at university and the job outcome that they're hoping to achieve at the end of the course. Look, you know, I think it's quite okay for students to start off with one course and say, well, gee, this is not quite what I thought it might be, and then to make a switch. I think what is important is that they really have a good understanding of the end in mind.
Hmm.
What is the job that I'm hoping to get? And, gee, I may not enjoy every aspect of the course, but as long as I'm confident that the end result in terms of the job is something I'm keen on, then that's great.
I've got a text here from a listener saying, my son did civil engineering honours in 2012. No jobs for him, and thousands of engineering graduates around the country. Every opening had hundreds or thousands of applicants. That would be a common story, wouldn't it? The university's taking on way more applicants for the numbers of jobs available.
Well, that probably is true. And look, law is another good example. I think there are some multiple of students enrolled in law at the moment and nowhere near the number of jobs in law firms at the end of their course. Look, I guess it depends on how you view the university degree. Is it purely a minimum qualification to pursue a certain career, or does it give you a well-rounded grounding that might allow you to migrate those skills into another career? So lots of lawyers, lots of law students, for example, come out of their law degree and then go off and do something else and do find that their studies have served them very well and just have a really good understanding of an important part of our commercial environment.
Okay. Now, the kids have to make these decisions if they want to make them without penalty fairly soon, don't they?
That's true. That's true. The census date is arriving fast.
Now, I think it's Sunday the 31st. Does that sound about right, the 31st of March?
I think that is correct in most cases.
Yeah, so that's the last chance for students to pull out of a course without being charged their hex debt for that subject. And they can still withdraw by the 10th of May without recording a fail, but they're still going to have to pay for the course.
That's correct. That's correct. And look, at many institutions, students in first year are doing what they call core units. So units that are required for, say, a business degree, you have to do accounting and economics. Now, they can choose a different major. So for a business student, they may get to the end of first year and say, hey, I really love the marketing part of the course. I'm going to specialise in that. Or they may choose accounting or economics. So there's some flexibility once they get through first year.
John says, I thought lawyers became comedians when they can't lawyer.
I'm sure that's true in many cases.
So, Michael, if kids listening, or maybe they're grandparents of kids who are making these decisions right now, if they want advice, do they go to the Studiosity website?
In terms of getting the after-hours study support advice, they actually access our platform via the learning management system. So this is the place where they receive course materials and submit essays. They'll find, if they sort of search online study support in their LMS, they'll find us easily enough.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you for your help.
Great. Thanks, David.
Have a great day. Michael Larson is CEO of this company, I suppose you'd call it that, that provides this support to students, and they get their money via the universities. It's called Studiosity. It's 3 minutes to 11. Hello, Sonia.
Hello, David.